Well, what a joy it is to come together again and share the overview of the book of Revelation. It's hard to believe we're already up to chapter 14. Can you imagine? New Living Translation says this. The subtitle for chapter 14 is The Lamb and the 144,000. Hear God's Word. Then I saw the Lamb standing on Mount Zion. With him were 144,000 who had his name and his father's name written on their foreheads. And I heard a sound from heaven like the roaring of a great waterfall or the rolling of a mighty thunder. And it was like the sound of many harpists playing together. Ooh, what a joy. This great choir sang a wonderful new song in front of the throne and before the four living beings and the 24 elders, and no one could learn the song except those 144,000 who had been redeemed from the earth. For they are spiritually undefiled, pure as virgins, following the Lamb wherever he goes. They have been purchased from among the people on earth as a special offering to God and to the Lamb. No falsehood can be charged against them. They are blameless. And in verse 6, the three angels. And I saw another angel flying through the heavens, carrying the everlasting good news to preach to the people who belong to this world, to every nation, tribe, language, and people. Fear God, he shouted. Give glory to him, for the time has come when he will set as judge. Worship him who had made heaven and earth, the sea and all the springs of water. Then another angel followed him through the sky, shouting, Babylon is fallen, the great city is fallen, because she seduced the nations of the world and made them drink of the wine of her passionate immorality. Then a third angel followed them, shouting, Anyone who worships the beast and his statue or accepts his mark on the forehead or on the hand must drink the wine of God's wrath. It is poured out undiluted into God's cup of wrath. And they will be tormented with fire and burning sulfur in the presence of the holy angels and the Lamb. The smoke of their torment rises forever, and they will have no relief day or night. For they have worshipped the beast and his statue and have accepted the mark of his name. Let this encourage God's holy people to endure persecution patiently and remain firm to the end, obeying his commands and trusting in Jesus. And I heard a voice from heaven saying, Write this down. Blessed are those who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, they are blessed indeed. For they will rest from all their toils and trials, and for their good deeds will follow them. And then the harvest of the earth, in verse 14. Then I saw the Son of Man sitting on a white cloud. He had a crown, a gold crown on his head, and a sharp sickle in his hand. Then the angel came from the temple and called out in a loud voice to the one sitting on the cloud, Use the sickle, for the time has come for you to harvest. The crop is right on the earth. So the one sitting on the cloud swung his sickle over the earth, and the whole earth was harvested. After that, another angel came from the temple in heaven, and he also had a sharp sickle. Then another angel, who has power to destroy the world with fire, shouted to the angel with the sickle, Use your sickle now to gather the clusters of grapes from the vines on the earth, for they are fully ripe for judgment. So the angel swung his sickle on the earth and loaded the grapes into the great winepress of God's wrath. And the grapes were trodden in the winepress outside the city, and blood flowed from the winepress in a stream of about 180 miles long and as high as a horse's bridle. Chapter 14 is about the death and preservation. It's a wonderful chapter, really. And in verse 12, it says, Let this encourage God's holy people to endure persecution patiently and remain firm to the end, obeying his commands and trusting in Jesus. The ultimate result of sin is an unending separation from God. because human beings are created in God's image with an inborn thirst for fellowship with Him. And separation from God will be the ultimate torment and misery. You see, sin always brings misery. But in this life, we can choose to repent and to restore our relationship with God. In the eternity, there will no longer be an opportunity for repentance. If in this life we choose to be independent of God, in the next life we will be separated from Him forever. Nobody is forced to choose eternal separation from God, and nobody suffers this fate by accident. Why? Because Jesus invites all of us to open the door of our hearts to Him. Remember what it said in Revelation chapter 3, verse 20? He said He stands at the door of our heart and knocking and wants to come in. And if we will come in, He will be with us. If we do this, we will enjoy that everlasting fellowship with Him. That's what I love to call the blessed hope. But perseverance, as I mentioned in verse 12 of chapter 14, is very important. And whether you're an athlete undergoing grueling physical conditioning, or an employee struggling under a mountain of work, or a Christian suffering persecution, the key to preservation is clear vision of the goal. And while the goal of an athlete is to win the race, and the goal of the employee is to do a job well done, the goal of the believer is nothing less than eternity in the presence of our Lord. You see, the writer of the book of Revelation encourages Christians to keep their eyes on Jesus, who will reward the faithful and to obey His word up to the end. That's the end of the age, or the end of the age of grace. So when you feel like giving up, remember the glory that awaits you as a child. Well, may God add His blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of chapter 14 in the book of Revelation. Thank God that we're able to share this together, because I think it's a real blessing. As it says in the beginning of the book, the one who reads the prophecy and the ones who listen to the prophecy will be blessed. Have a wonderful and blessed day in Yeshua's precious name. Amen.